Brewers 360 sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And this morning, Brewers play-by-play man, Jeff Levering. I think the Pirates just hit another one, Jeff.
Number six.
At some point, look, it's our team, and I never want to see the Brewers lose a single game, much less get boat raced. But at some point, as a broadcaster, is it a little bit fun when you're just getting blown out?
Well, you know, there are so many games that the Brewers play that they're in, and they go down to the wire, and they're tense, and you just never know which way they're going to go. Sometimes you need a ball game like that, one way or the other. You like to be on the other side of it, but there haven't been many of those that the Brewers have been a part of on the losing end.
Yeah, Pat Murphy brought that up, and we've noticed that throughout this season. Like, they really haven't had that many. Almost every game is fairly close, which is cool.
Yeah, that was the fifth time the Brewers have even given up 10 runs as a pitching staff or a defense. It was just one of those nights, and the Brewers have been the ones that have been hitting those grand slams recently. And yesterday it was Joey Bart. It was one bad inning that went sideways. Other than that, the Brewers were in the ballgame, had chances. The great thing is you get another good ball game tonight, and hopefully they can go get Martin Perez.
I always enjoy watching a position player getting a shot to throw a few from the mound, and Jake Bowers comes in. Actually, to Eric's point about Pat Murphy, you know, the other thing he reflected on last night, Level, was the fact that he does have a few guys who are good players who are getting a little frustrated they're not seeing playing time. And Bauer, you don't want to be called on as a position player to do that if that's all you're getting for the week.
Yeah, no, not at all. And for Jake, I mean, unfortunately, he's in a situation where Rhys Hoskins is playing a lot of first base. They've been in a run where they're seeing some left-handed pitching, so Bowers hasn't been in there. But he's had some really big hits. He's been one of the best first basemen defensively that the Brewers have seen in a long time, too. But you don't want to be that guy who comes in and pinch hits late, and then you get there on the mound. But everybody knows their role on this team, and whatever that role is, the Brewers are four games up on the Cardinals now in the Central Division. Everybody's playing their part.
Levering, something happened on Tuesday that reminded us of just how spoiled we are here. The Pirates phenom pitcher, Paul Skeens, whatever his name is, he's really, really good. He's going to be a great player. Needed to see Bob Uecker and got to meet him before the game. There's pictures of it on social media. It's just kind of cool. There's one picture where he's holding a ball and a pen, clearly going to ask Mr. Baseball for an autograph. It's just a good reminder that these guys still look up to that guy.
Yeah, they really do. And I can imagine how sweaty he was when he went to go meet him, too, just in the nerves to go meet right. Uke. And I guess that was one of his goals, right? Hey, I want to get to the big leagues, but man, when we play the Brewers, I want to meet Bob Uecker. And when the Pirates came here the last time, he had just been called up. He had just made his big league debut, and he really regretted the fact that he didn't go meet Bob. So he went to the PR department and said, "Hey, listen, let's set this up." And they ended up doing it. Nice to have a guy like Rowdy Tellez to kind of shepherd that conversation. And Christian Yelich was a part of it too.
Yeah.
You could tell that Paul was just really enjoying being fly on the wall and having that chat with Bob.
All right, Skeensy. Great to meet you there. Skeensy.
Exactly.
And he's on the hill, too, right? All right, Skeensy. And he pitches Thursday?
Yeah, he does. He's got the ball on Thursday. So big one to get tonight.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Enjoy the All-Star break, too, Level. Any big plans?
We got a Dells Day coming up. I think we're going to do that on Monday. My son's got a baseball game on Tuesday. Hit his first home run last night.
Yes.
That was cool.
So did you see video? Cool. Did somebody record it for you?
Yeah, my wife got a video of it, which was great.
Did you do the call
then? It was in the middle of the six-run sixth inning, so I was watching that, watching him circle the bases and watching the Pirates do the same thing.
Levering to left, center, and deep.
A lot of people on social media wondering why Levering was so happy during the broadcast
right.
of that.
That's his problem. Hey, good for you, man.
That was crazy. Cool moment. All right, take care.
We'll talk after the break. 7:50 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Paul Skeens. Good chat with you.